step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Spend some time in the country. Live from Ontario and heard around the world. Welcome to In the Country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Joining me on the show now from British Columbia, it's country artist Lisa Nicole. She has a brand new EP out called Come Find Me, and we're going to hear a couple of songs from it. Plus, we'll hear all about her time at the CCMAs, which just happened, and were a great time. I was there as well. Let's welcome her to the show now, Lisa Nicole. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here, and congratulations, first of all, on your EP that has come out called Come Find Me.
Thank you. I'm super excited about this one.
Now, I was reading up on it, and I understand the EP kind of summarizes and represents 3 years of your life. There's heartbreak, and then there's hope again, and there's just all different things you've gone through over the last few years.
Yeah, just like you said, it's truly the last few years of my life and personal heartbreak, and even more of growing as an artist and as a person. With my personal experiences and also my voice, I've really been working on my tone and trying to get away a bit from the country twang, because I grew up a lot with, you know, Miranda Lambert and Carrie Underwood influences with the southern twang, and but I'm not southern, so I've been focusing on stripping it back and finding my voice.
And that's so important, and that's what they say to do as an artist, is to find yourself, that unique voice that you have. So good for you for being on that journey.
Yeah, thank you.
How does the heartbreak itself and, the, you know, that struggle, I guess, and all that's involved in that, how does that heal through songwriting? Does the fact that you're writing the song and getting that out help you move forward?
It really does. I was just talking about this the other day. When you're singing the songs that, you know, were personal to you and stories from your life, it definitely is healing. And for me, music is medicine. So.
I like that. Music is medicine. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, when did you write your first song? Does it go back to, I know you started singing at a very young age and then performing out at different venues, but when did you first write songs?
Well, I went to music school after high school for 3 years. I went to Sucker College Contemporary Music and Technology in Nelson, D.C., and that's where I learned more songwriting skills, and I started picking up piano and more guitar, and that's when I wrote my first song, which was Not Over You, and there's a video for it on YouTube. And then following that song, my second song I wrote was Jack D, which is on my first EP, so it's pretty fun.
Oh, cool. Is Jack D, I'm guessing it's short for Jack Daniels?
Yes, it is.
Just kind of a wild guess,
it's
and it's country music, so what else could it be?
Yeah, and it's kind of a funny drinking song on the record, but it's about Jack Daniels as a person, but he's not a person. So that's kind of what it's about.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's a cool hook. What have you learned about songwriting, Lisa, from the first songs that you wrote till now? And something maybe just in the form of a tip that you could pass on to somebody listening. Is there something about songwriting that somebody can learn to write better songs?
Yeah. Well, I remember getting this advice from one of my songwriters that I look up to, Ralph Murphy, says at 7 in the morning, you never want to be whining, preaching, or venting, because no one wants to hear that at 7 in the morning. And he's given me a lot of songwriting tips along the way. Just, and also with other songwriters, you know, you want to have a song under 3 minutes. And don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Yep.
So there's a lot, there's a lot of different things that go into songwriting now, especially with radio, because your songs basically fit in between the radio ads. So the shorter, the better.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And I was talking with somebody the other day, actually at the CCMAs, talking about Ralph Murphy, of course, because he is the guy when it comes to songwriting and helping people. And they were just, she was saying all those tips, you know, and even though it's inspiration to write a song, there's still the rules of making a great song, and it's all, you know, how long the opening should be, the instrumental opening, and like you said, getting to the chorus, and the individual I was talking to kept talking or mentioned using the word you, which Ralph talks about. So in the song, you're singing to you instead of, you know, her or him.
Yeah, that's right.
And it makes it more personal.
Exactly. That way that person listening to the song can relate to it.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about a couple of great people that you're working with, that you worked with on the EP. Tom McKillop, who's an award-winning producer. He's done tons of stuff. And, of course, his daughter, Carly McKillop, who is one half of One More Girl with her sister, Brittany. Tell me about working with Tom and Carly.
It started off with winning the Artist Development Project, and part of winning that was having 2 songs recorded by Tom McKillop and Carly. And I loved the sound they gave me, and so I decided to do my whole EP with them. I felt that recording with Tom, he really has the experience and, you know, the years of working in the industry, and working with Carly was more of a fresh experience. And working with a female studio was cool because she could really pull out more personal aspects in my singing. We would stand in the studio. She'd pull me out of the vocal booth and she'd say, okay, we're standing in front of a big crowd and you're going to sing your heart out. You're going to sing as hard as you can to 10,000 people. And then I would take that approach back into the vocal booth and record the song. So that was cool.
Oh, interesting. That's a great, great technique.
Yeah.
I like that because the producer is so important in that way, right? They're going to bring a great performance out of you, which is part of what they do and a big part. And that's a great tip that she passed on, or I guess a mental technique.
Yeah, it makes it more real, I would say.
Absolutely, yeah, and it gets your energy up for it. And, of course, Carly being an artist herself and great time in the studio, a lot of experience in the studio, she knows what she's talking about, so that must have been a big help too.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun working with her, for sure.
Let's turn to music from the EP now, Lisa. I'm speaking with Lisa Nicole. You can check her out at lisanicolemusic.com, and, of course, her EP is available at iTunes. Let's start with the single, Where Love Goes to Die, which is on the EP, and tell me about the song.
Yeah, so like I said, all of these songs are really personal experiences and true to the last few years of my life, and this song is about going on a date with your boyfriend or someone you've been dating, and you're going on a nice date with a bottle of wine, and you're going down the dirt road, and he takes you out to break up with you.
Wow. And this is a real life story right here.
Yes, it happened to me.
Oh, my goodness. So, again, when we talk about sort of releasing something, so writing this song kind of helped you get it out there and, I guess, deal with it a little better.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs to perform.
Let's hear that song now from my guest, Lisa Nicole. This is called Where Love Goes to Die on In the Country.
Said we're going on a ride down a cool little dirt road. I'll have been back backwoods, honey. You pick me up around 9 with some feel-good wine. They know you are giving it to me where love goes to die. Where love goes to die. Kill me. You had something on your mind when you said, could we talk? I could feel the danger in the air. Or would I have taken you to someplace else if I'd only known what was waiting out there? Where love goes to die. Where love goes to die. Kill me. Such a taker, I was such a giver. You took a chunk of my heart, let the evidence sink right down to the bottom of the river. Where love goes to die. Where love goes to die. Kill me.
And that is Lisa Nicole. The song is Where Love Goes to Die. You'll find that on her EP, Come Find Me. And you can find that EP on iTunes, and you can find her at lisanicolemusic.com. And I understand, Lisa, that you have a CD release party coming up. Is it in October?
It is October 1st.
Nice. And tell me some details on that and what people can expect, the ones who can attend.
So it's October 1st, and it's in B.C., and it's going to be in my hometown, Casgar, B.C., at the Element Bar and Grill. And I'm really excited. I have a really big production team with sound and lights, one of my favorite people I work with, Enormous Productions. And what's really cool, I'm really excited about this, is I'm going to do an afternoon sound check meet and greet party for my underage fans. And
oh, great.
So it'll be from 2 to... Yeah, super cool. So it'll be from 2 to 4, and they'll come in and, you know, watch us sound check a couple songs, and then I'll go do my meet and greet with them.
What a great idea to be thinking about the people who can't get into the venue, the younger people, and that's so cool.
Yeah, because I have a lot of younger fans, and it's not always easy to book shows in all ages venues.
Yeah. Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. And you're right. Country music, you know, with artists like Brett Kissel and the younger artists and even, of course, some of the older ones, but they're attracting young fans. Young people are really into country music, especially these days.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, let's talk about, we mentioned it a bit earlier, but you are the winner of the 2015 BC Country Music Association and Music BC Artist Development Project. I'll let you tell me the details, but I know one of the things you won in that was that songwriting trip to Nashville.
Yeah, so this was an amazing experience for me, and winning was even better. It was, you know, more than the prize even. It was really cool to be recognized for my hard work and by my peers. But the whole prize was, like you said, a songwriting trip to Nashville, all covered and all my expenses paid. I went to Toronto. This was really great for 3.5 months. And I worked with Coalition Music at Canada's Music Incubator. It was an artist entrepreneur program. And it was amazing because I was being mentored by this record label. And again, wow. My apartment was covered, my food, my travel. And then, of course, I mentioned before, I had 2 songs covered to produce with Tom.
Yep.
And also, I pushed 1 song, which was Where Love Goes to Die, to radio with Adrian from Pitbull Promotions. And he was fantastic, or he is fantastic to work with. And a few other prizes, and it was amazing.
Now, I think when I was reading, the only drawback to the whole thing was you were in Toronto during the winter. It was really cold.
It was freezing. And
it was
weird because one day it would be like plus 11 in like February, and then the next day it was like minus 12.
Right. Yeah, so you don't know what to wear, right? Like.
Yeah.
Don't know how much to bundle up. That's crazy. But that is so cool. What a thing to win. And how did you go about winning that that contest and that project?
Winning the contest, it was a 6-month-long boot camp. But it was started with 60 people. And throughout, we had challenges. We had like a social media challenge, and we had to submit a marketing campaign with a 20-date tour. And we had screened performances by industry professionals. And then the final was a performance in Surrey, in BC. And it went from 60 and then down to 10 and 5 and then me.
Wow, the last one standing. That is so cool, Lisa. Congratulations again on that.
It was. Thank you.
That's awesome. Now, I understand that one of the things you love besides country music is the color pink. Tell us about that. What is it with the color pink? And it shows up all over the place, obviously. And what is it about pink you love?
Oh, you know, it's a happy color. I don't know. I've always loved pink. And, it's definitely my website's pink and my laptop case is pink and my phone is pink. I'm really a country girl, and I love being outdoors and, you know, fishing and camping and hunting and horseback riding, but I have a little girly side in me, and that shows through with pink.
That makes sense, and that's great. That's a cool color to really love. I want to talk about the CCMAs,
yeah.
And we'll do that after we hear another song from you, and then we'll get into all the great fun that happened in London, Ontario, just a few days before this interview, and for a few days. It was awesome. So let's talk about the song Come Find Me, which is the title track to your EP, and tell me all about the song, and then we'll share it with our listeners.
Come Find Me is one of the heartbreak songs on the record, and it's about after a breakup where you just think now is just not the right time, and you still have hope for each other, and that when you're ready, come find me. So I just love this song. It's one of my favorites, and I really hope everyone loves it.
Let's hear it now from BC country artist Lisa Nicole. This is Come Find Me on In the Country.
Baby, I can see the restless on your face. You need a little space. Honey, that's okay. And I can hear the heartache right there in your words. And I know too well, I'm not the only one this hurts. Oh, you should know when your heart's done running from it.
And that is Come Find Me from my guest, Lisa Nicole. She is joining me on the line from BC, and her EP is called Come Find Me, which you will get at iTunes. You can also check her out at lisanicolemusic.com. And Lisa, you were at the Canadian Country Music Association Awards and Country Music Week, which took place over 4 or 5 days. And tell me about your experience there.
Well, Canadian Country Music Week is always one of my favorite times of the year. It started off with a show I had on Wednesday night, and then I had a show on Friday, and we did the roundtables, and there's amazing songwriter series that we attended. And then, of course, the award show was absolutely amazing. I thought it was great this year, and I was really lucky. I got to sit right on the floor, literally touching the stage. So I had a pretty good seat in the house.
You were right at the front. Wow.
If you remember, if anybody remembers seeing Madeleine Merlot and Dean Brody where they were performing, I was right at the corner. Yeah, right there. So it was pretty cool.
I saw online, and when I was there as well, but this fellow reported it online. Beamer Wigley, who's a young artist, 13-year-old artist. From Canada, he was near the front row as well. Great seats.
Oh yeah, No, there was all the Discovery Showcase artists, Runaway Angel, and all those guys, and Libby Jean, and then I was sitting with Jason Benoit and Megan Patrick, and in that row.
Oh wow, what a great row to be in! Jason Benoit and Megan Patrick, awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
There were so many great performances on the show. I mean, Gord Bamford and Breakfast Beer on the fun side, and then on the serious side, we had a lot of serious songs. Dean Brody and his new song, Time. We had Johnny Reed and Going Home. And, of course, Brett Kissel and Carolyn Dawn Johnson. Man, what a song. I Didn't Fall in Love with Your Hair.
Oh, my goodness. I cried when that song came on. It was so beautiful. And I haven't personally experienced anybody close to me with cancer, but it was so emotional and like so beautiful that you couldn't help it.
I know, and Brett Kissel doing so amazing with the awards he's won, and when I was outside beforehand at the John Deere green carpet, and all the artists walking the green carpet before the show, he actually was the only one who did this. He sort of jumped over the barrier and went a little further to some young fans who were watching, and he went up and signed autographs and gave them a thrill of their lifetime. It was so cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That's how it should be.
And it seems like it's something that you only almost only find in country music, that going that far, but especially a song like I Didn't Fall in Love with Your Hair, that kind of song is really only in country music, that kind of emotion and that real-life story. How great is it for you to be in a genre that tells those kind of stories?
Yeah, I love country music. I don't know how I would live without country music. Like I said, music is medicine, and it really helps people through heartbreak and healing and every situation almost.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a song for every occasion. As far as your shows, do you do covers, Lisa? And can you tell us some of the covers that you perform?
Yeah, we definitely do covers because I'm still, getting out there and getting people to like me and get to know me. And a few of my favorite covers right now in my set is, my absolute favorite is My Church by Maren Morris. And
nice.
I usually kick off the night with a Shania Twain song, No One Needs to Know. I have Peace in My Heart by Janis Joplin in there. Got Dolly Parton. Got Miranda Lambert. So I have a bunch of different stuff that I like to pick from.
Those are great great artists, of course, and great songs. And country fans love hearing the classics and the cover songs as well as your originals. I ask this question to a lot of my guests. Duet partners, do you have a dream duet partner? And sometimes a guest, Lisa, will have a quick answer, Keith Urban or Carrie Underwood, but sometimes they haven't thought about it. But do you have a dream duet partner on your list?
Well, on the female side, it would definitely be Miranda Lambert.
Okay,
she's one
cool.
of my biggest influences. I love her songwriting. And on the male side, It would probably be Keith Urban or Brad. I love Brad Paisley. But then there's, like, Josh Turner. His voice is amazing. Or Chris Young.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they just have such good voices. There's just too many to pick from.
Exactly. And Chris Young did that great duet with Cassidy Pope.
Yeah.
The song called Think of You. What a great one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's awesome. Those are awesome choices. So as we get set to wrap up here, Lisa, what are your plans and your goals for the rest of this year? What would you like to accomplish?
I have lots of goals, and a couple of them are releasing my second single, which is probably going to be Come Find Me. And so I'm going to hopefully get into studio to record a music video and push that out to radio. And another one of my goals is the BC Country Music Awards are coming up, and I'm in the second ballot for Female Vocalist of the Year and Country Club Act.
Awesome.
So I'm waiting to find out. Yeah, super exciting. So I'm waiting to find out if it'll go to the final ballot. It did last year, and it would be amazing to win one of those awards because those are definitely my strengths, performing and singing.
Absolutely. That is so exciting to be that far in the process. Mm-hmm. So I guess now, as you said, it's just a matter of waiting and hoping.
Yes, yes. And just being positive and having faith that it'll just happen.
Absolutely. That's so much of the business, right? It's persistence, but it's not giving up. It's believing that you'll get there.
Exactly.
Because so much of it's attitude, right? Like having a positive attitude.
Yeah, and something happened like that today. Well, I had a TV appearance with Daily Live Ottawa, and after I finished the TV show, there was a medium outside, and she asked me, she said, "Do you have a manager?" And she asked me a couple questions, and she said, "You just have to think,
wow.
Like, you just have to think positive and think, I will win this, I will be successful, you know, and it'll happen."
That is so cool. What a great encounter to have with the medium. And, so much of it is, it's the hard work, but it's the mental, the mindset, believing you can do it. Yeah, once you get all into doubts and second guess, it's not so good.
Yeah, because in this industry, there are a lot of ups and downs and a lot of setbacks, and you might not always get the greatest news, but you just have to push through it and be positive and move forward.
Absolutely. Well, Lisa, it's been so great chatting with you. I'm so glad that Jasper set this up, and it was great to chat and learn more about you and, of course, play songs from your EP. Thanks.
Yes, thank you for sharing my music, and I really appreciate the call.
Absolutely. My guest has been BC country artist Lisa Nicole. Be sure to head to iTunes to check out her EP called Come Find Me, and you can learn more about her online at her social media sites and lisanicolemusic.com. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.